You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
January the 6th, 2020, President Trump vowing today in a tweet, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Now, of course, former President Obama, when he left office, said, I've signed the papers. I've got a deal here. Part of my legacy. I've got a deal with Iran. They will not have a nuclear weapon on my watch. And, of course, he was already 1.5 foot out the door already anyway. When he forced that deal on all of us, and in fact, in the final signing, and when the papers were presented for review, the Iranians looked at what we were presenting from the White House as to what they agreed to, and they said, no, we didn't agree to that. That's not at all what we agreed to. That was the so-called Obama-Iran deal, including other world powers, all agreeing that Iran said it would curb its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, and we sent pallets of money overnight and released all kinds of money to them. And we already knew then, and we have known since, Iran continued breaching certain limits, limits spelled out in the deal, significantly closer to developing a nuclear weapon. But they insist, no, we're not developing nuclear power for a weapon. We want to improve the lives for our people. Our people living among the rocks and the caves. Yeah, they're going to do a lot for them. And, of course, that was what they were using as leverage to say, you don't want us to have a nuclear weapon. You release those sanctions. We'll sign your deal. But then again, they had not abided by it. And then, of course, the other day, when President Trump sent the order out to kill Iranian military general and terrorist leader Soleimani, immediately, Iran starts crying out, now we're going to no longer support that nuclear deal. They never were. If you believe that they were supporting it, you had your head in the sand. But now officially they say, we're going to abandon that nuclear constraints program after your U.S. strike killed General Soleimani, one of our most revered religious leaders and top generals. And we've already got members of the European Union stepping forward saying, what can we do to keep this plan alive? They are the perfect scapegoat for Iran when anything goes wrong. And they come running in to help protect. And, of course, we continue to hear the complaints and the criticism against this president for taking decisive action. A guy, they said, will not understand anything. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to do it. He's going to upset North Korea by calling him Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un, and he did not do anything that we knew was going to happen anyway. North Korea still didn't do anything. They still make their threats, but they haven't done anything. And then when the president gets tough on them, they say, now he's being too tough. He does not stand a chance with all these leftists and liberals around him that can question and challenge everything at a point where they're selecting and supporting and favoring Iran and its terrorist regime over this country. Here comes Nancy Pelosi saying we're going to vote on a resolution to limit President Trump's military actions toward Iran. We're going to get into a little bit later the War Powers Act. What exactly is it? What's involved? What's not? But in the meantime, in Iran, no surprise, a crowd continues to chant, death to America, death to America. They've been doing it. They continue doing it. And now we're told by the leftists, well, killing Soleimani is just going to make things harder. In fact, I'm looking at a piece put up on a CNN website. The crisis deepens after killing Iran's top general. Then adding in an analysis, Trump administration is in danger of losing control over the political storm unleashed by Soleimani's death. So I guess they were fine to just let him continue. And of course they're questioning, did he really have a plot underway, or did Trump just decide to take him out anyway? What difference does it make anyway, to quote Hillary Benghazi Clinton? We're going to get into all of that. And we're going to get into how the leftists and the Hollywood elite continue to raise their voices as if they know something. And also, the effort to sabotage a major business. Interesting concept that somebody tried. It's not hacking. It's something a little bit more infectious. I'll have that story for you and more coming up over the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Oh, give me poise and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Here is your red meat. More on what we're doing with Iran. What should we be doing? Is the president overstepping the line, or is he doing exactly what we need done? Now, before I get into more detail on that, let me point out to you, we've had a jihadist attack on a military base in Kenya, killing three. That happened yesterday, including a U.S. service member, two civilian defense contractors. The Iraqi prime minister has passed a resolution calling for all foreign troops to leave their country after we eliminated the top Iranian general, Soleimani, in that drone strike at Baghdad airport last week. We currently have 5,000 military personnel in Iraq, mainly as advisors. The UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and some other countries also have a few inside. But now the Iraqi government has a resolution calling for all of them to leave, including the Yankees. That's fine. We'll leave and see how you like that as we help you fight off ISIS in Iraq. And, of course, they're bowing to pressure from Iran. They don't really have any control in the Iraqi government right now. They're just kind of blowing in the wind, and that is why Iran has been taking a greater interest in Iraq. That is why Iran's prime military leader, Soleimani, decided it was time for him personally to visit Iraq while our embassy had been under attack days before, the consulate. And remember, Iraqi forces just stood aside and let the Iranian protesters attack our embassy. A lot of folks have already forgotten. That is why President Trump stepped up efforts to go after Soleimani. He was brazen enough that he thought he could step foot on Iraqi soil and go untouched. If he'd stayed in Iraq, he might still be alive. I don't know. And, of course, the White House has said we had evidence he was planning an imminent attack that would threaten, if not kill, U.S. soldiers and other Americans. I don't have the background briefing, and neither do you, and neither do most of those making their noise right now. But we know the history of this guy. We know that he's been involved through his proxy forces and also his direct forces of something like 6,000 attacks on U.S. troops over the last few years, responsible for 600 U.S. troop deaths. I had no problem on going after him after revenge, simply for revenge, but we're told that's not what happened, although I don't care if we did or didn't. And we're going to get into that in more detail in a moment. And here comes Nancy Pelosi, and along with all the other Democrats, because they got to fight against Trump. I cannot find it now. I saw it over the weekend. Some tweet made by, I want to say it's a member of the Democrats, I could be wrong, saying, right decision, wrong president. What the hell does that mean? It means that it was the right decision to take out Soleimani, but wrong that Trump made the decision. In other words, if Obama had made the decision, it would be okay. That's what they're trying to tell you. And they wouldn't be questioning his ability. But here comes Pelosi and other Democrats, critical of that airstrike in Iraq that killed the Iranian leader. He was head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the elite Quds Force. And he did, and according to them, Trump did not properly notify Congress in advance. So the House is introducing this week and will vote on a war powers resolution to limit the president's military action regarding Iran. And Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat, Virginia, will do the same, introducing a resolution in the Senate. As I said, before this hour's over, we'll get into the War Powers Act, what it is, what it isn't. But over the weekend, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, appearing yesterday on ABC's This Week, along with George Stephanopoulos, was saying, we are basically dealing with something that had not been dealt with before. This is a new day.
Previous administrations had allowed Shia militias to take shots at us, and at best, we responded in theater, trying to challenge and attack everybody who was running around with an AK-47 or a piece of indirect artillery. We've made a very different approach. We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers, the people who are causing this threat from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We're going to take this seriously.
And we are going to take it seriously. We've already shown that we will. And to that extent, we're not getting a lot of support from other countries. In fact, we've got Russia, China, blocking a UN Security Council statement on the embassy attack. Today, we moved that Russia and Chinese officials blocking that resolution in front of the UN Security Council that would have reaffirmed a UN stance, not a U.S. stance, a UN stance that embassies of nations around the world should not be targeted for violence. That is what happened in Benghazi under Obama's watch and Hillary Benghazi Clinton. That is what happened now in Iraq under this Trump administration. And as you heard Pompeo say, this is a new day. We're not just going to go looking for the guys in the streets with RPGs or anything else. You're going to attack one of our embassies. We're going to go to the heart of where the command is made. We did not strike Iraq directly, but we went after the leader of the Revolutionary Guard, the guy that caused the action. And as I said earlier in the opening monologue, we've got European Union officials holding an emergency meeting trying to find a way, how do we salvage the 2015 Iran nuclear deal? It's so important. And now Tehran is announcing it's going to abandon it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They were not honoring it anyway. Are you that much of an idiot? And unfortunately, the answer for many of them is yes. They actually believed Iran was going to honor it. And yet they knew and acknowledged, even inside the UN, their international atomic energy inspectors were not allowed to see certain sites. Why? Well, because they were on military bases, and Iran said you cannot have access to those nuclear facilities. If you were going to develop a nuclear weapon in your country, and you said you can come in and look anywhere you want, see if we're developing any nuclear weapon, but not our bases, not our military bases, where do you think you would begin to work on nuclear weapons capability. You're right. You're right. And that's what they've been doing. But we've got too many wanting to believe this approach. If we had this mindset, with a lot of those out there right now, you and I would have been either taught German or Japanese or both. And here comes former Vice President Biden. Of course, a candidate for the White House, trying to be anyway, on the Democrat ticket. And he wants to hold himself up and his administration that we knew what we were doing, we did it right, and he's, of course, raising a loud voice and a question against President Trump.
Let me make it clear. President Trump has no authority to take us to a military conflict with Iran, period. The bottom line is, any further action against Iran requires congressional authorization.
Well, as I said, we're going to get into that in more detail in a few moments before this hour is out. But again, back to the words of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appearing on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos and his reaction to Biden making that remark.
Well, it's really something to hear the vice president from the previous administration be critical of this administration's policy of Iran. We're having to clean up their mess, George. We'll do everything required under the law to bring us into compliance with all the relevant constitutional legal provisions with respect to our duties to the legislative branch.
Does that mean you'll seek new authorization or no?
We have all the authority we need to do what we've done to date, and we will continue to do things appropriately, lawfully, and constitutionally. George, we've been consistent about that.
Consistent. Now, here's the other deal. It's been noted, and we pointed out the other day when it happened, that many experts, military experts and political analysts of that part of the world, believe that killing Soleimani was a bigger deal than killing Osama bin Laden, which was carried out on Obama's watch, or even the Islamic State founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, that Soleimani was a greater hit than either of those two, more significant. And if it was okay for Obama to take out Osama bin Laden if they got an opportunity, when he was no longer, from what we've been able to tell, a direct threat, then why the question here when you've got an active military commander leader that he thinks he has enough control and protection around him in the sense that no one would dare touch me if I fly into Iraq, that we suddenly have questions raised about this administration. And it gets down to, again, partisan attitude, partisan approach. I said it the other day, and I'll repeat it again. I believe many on the left are making it clear that they hate Donald Trump more than they love this country. I know they're going to wrap themselves in the Constitution. They're going to wrap themselves in the American flag, pull out the War Powers Act, say, take a look at this. But at the time he had a chance to take Soleimani after they had already attacked our U.S. facility in Iraq, would one of those be willing to come on and say, yes, I would say, no, let him be, even though they attacked our consulate, our embassy in Iraq, just let it be? I guess many of them would, because I'm already looking at some of the other comments from the leftist Democrat candidates as well as the Hollywood elite. They pretty much have an attitude that, well, you have to have a really firm reason. And in fact, look, some of the comments that are coming out of these people is pretty amazing. Let me give you one. Senator Elizabeth Warren, which, by the way, has now picked up the support of Julian Castro since he's left the office. He said, I support Senator Warren. He's looking for a second seat on that ticket. You know that. But anyway, she has refused to criticize Soleimani. She said that he was a high-ranking official for the government of Iran. And then she said, it's reasonable to ask if Trump ordered Soleimani's killing last week to distract from his pending Senate impeachment trial. Really? Her poll numbers are down in the dirt, not getting any money. So I guess she thought, let me play off of this and say, Trump ordered the attack on Soleimani just because he wants to distract, and we've heard this from other leftists as well, distract attention from what's happening with his impeachment trial. Well, actually, the Democrats are distracting for it because they have yet, even on this day today, have not delivered the documents from the House to the Senate. Trump's not worried about what you're going to do with that. And he did not take out Soleimani as a distraction. He took it out on the basis that they had attacked our embassy in Baghdad. I'm sorry, in Iraq. Yes, in Baghdad. And then Soleimani, the head of the Iran Revolutionary Guard, was brazen enough to fly into Baghdad as if he were going to take over that country. And he was already calling the orders and shots on attacking us anyway. But Senator Warren says, I think the question we ought to focus on is why now? Why not a month ago? Why not a month from now? And she's claiming they don't have any evidence of intel of an imminent threat. They just decided to do it to distract. I want to get into that theory, false as it is, after the next break. And also the whole issue of revenge. We've been told it wasn't revenge. I really don't care. Do you? Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So you heard in that break that you can text Larry Connors USA Facebook right now on some of your comments. I'll try to get to them as we go through the program. I put up earlier on that same Facebook, do you support President Trump's decision to take out the Iran military leader? Do you side or do you side with those crying this wasn't fair? That's at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Already some of the remarks coming in. Collier writing, I have heard these cries before. What is done. Let's get on with the job at hand. And Carla saying, support 100%. Others are coming in. I can't bring them up right now. But if you want to add your comments, Larry Connors, USA Facebook. I'm keeping an eye on it as we go through this program because I continue to be appalled at how we see the difference between Americans who put America first and those who put politics first. If the situation were reversed, if Obama were in office and he had ordered this strike under the conditions and what we've been presented, I would support him. I would support him, say, good, you took out a terrorist that was responsible for hundreds of U.S. deaths. Now, we were told the other day by Senator Lindsey Graham, Trump did not do this for revenge. He said, we've got a reason to do it for revenge, but it wasn't revenge. It was because we had intel suggesting an imminent threat. Well, now we have all the Democrats lining up, expressing skepticism about the intel. Senator Van Hollen, Democrat in Maryland, demanding administration officials make more public the details of that we get to know exactly what they knew. And then we've got Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, on Face the Nation, say it's incumbent upon the administration to present that evidence to Congress. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, we don't know the reasons it had to be done now. They don't seem to be very clear. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, Vice Chair of the Intel Committee, one of the few Democrat lawmakers briefed on Soleimani's plotting following the assault, he, quote, accepts the notion that there was a real threat. Then he still wants to add this. Still, the question of how imminent is something that I need more information on. So he admits, one of the few briefed on this, he admits there was a real threat. Well, I don't know if it's so imminent. In other words, do we have to take action to kill Soleimani now? Is that now where you try to parcel out your division and your support? I accept there's a threat. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting that we have a direct threat against us and U.S. forces headed up by Soleimani and the rest of the Iranians. But if it's not going to happen like tomorrow or next week, well, then we don't have to do anything right away. What kind of fantasy land do they live in? If this is the guy that you know coordinates and some of those around him that were also taken out at the same time were directly involved in it, you don't want to take that shot? You don't want to take out the high command? Yeah, you're right. They're going to raise someone else up. They already did. Can you imagine being in Iran, one of the other generals, suddenly get a call, got good news and bad news? The bad news is they killed Soleimani. The good news, you're up next. Or maybe again, that's also bad news. Because you're the next target. Now, while we continue to hear the Democrats say the War Act, the War Powers Act, let's take a closer look at that after this break.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. Want a little rain or water? That you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, as you watch some of the reaction around the world for what President Trump did the other day, taking out the Iranian military leader Soleimani, I should say. I don't really care. So long, Ami, as far as I'm concerned. So long. You're out of here. You begin to see countries and folks expressing such a partisan view as opposed to just taking into account various facts. And facts don't matter if you're going to put politics in front of everything you do. And, of course, we have those already lining up to come after us. One of the Iranian prime ministers now threatening, quote, to attack the White House directly. And you've got Iranians calling America the great Satan at Soleimani's funeral. As I said earlier, the Iraqi parliament now wants all U.S. troops out. You had the service, I should say, the thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands in the streets Sunday in Iran, following the casket carrying Soleimani's remains. Couldn't have been much left. Hit by 3 rockets as he came off his plane in Baghdad at the airport. And you got members of the Iranian parliament inside parliament shouting death to America, in addition to those on the streets, beating their chest, weeping, crying out, carrying posters bearing the image of Soleimani. The leader of one Iranian proxy group, Lebanon's Hezbollah, said the killing made U.S. military bases, warships, and service members fair targets for attacks, as if they weren't already. We've been at war with these terrorists for a long time and simply trying to constantly offer peace and a dove with a feather gets shot down out of the sky because they are not interested in peace until they get what they want. They've already hated us. They're going to continue hating us, whether or not this action took place the other day. And if we had allowed Soleimani to walk through the streets of Baghdad as if he now owned it, after our embassy was attacked by some of his proxy terrorists, then we would look like we're afraid to deal with him. And in this country, we have learned, and we know, and we believe, if you were going to yield every time, you're going to pay a high price, and the price will be higher and higher. They're not going to simply go away because you're not taking action against them. So for them to threaten to attack the White House, to attack Americans, U.S. forces, that's nothing new. Will it escalate more than it might have if we'd done nothing right away? Yeah, could be. But is that back to the argument of the Democrats saying, as I quoted a moment ago, what was it, Senator Warner of Virginia, acknowledging that on the Intel Committee, he saw evidence of a threat, but he said, well, I'm not sure it was so imminent, so maybe we didn't have to act right away. Are you willing to sit back and let it come to you? But, of course, here comes Nancy Pelosi and the others. We want to make sure that the Trump administration is limited. We're going to introduce and vote on a War Powers Resolution to limit President's military actions regarding Iran, reasserting Congress's long-established oversight responsibilities by mandating that if no further congressional action is taken, the administration's military hostilities with regard to Iran cease within 30 days. Now, that's reference to the War Powers Act, officially called the War Powers Resolution, enacted November 1973 and enacted over an executive veto by President Richard Nixon at that time. It came to be because Nixon had carried out an attack on Cambodia without congressional support, a secret bombing campaign in Cambodia, and that's when the House and Senate came up with the War Powers Act. And, of course, he was against it, but it got passed despite his veto, overridden. It frames as a means of guaranteeing, quote, the collective judgment of both the Congress and the President will apply whenever American armed forces are deployed overseas. And to that end, it requires the President to consult with the legislature in, quote, every possible instance before committing troops to war. And it does stipulate that the Presidents are required to end foreign military actions after 60 days unless Congress provides a declaration of war or an operation authorization for it to continue. President Harry S. Truman committed U.S. troops to the Korean War as part of the U.N. police action. Presidents Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, of course, dealing with Vietnam. And then we had the War Powers Act passed in 73. And one of the first major challenges came in 81. President Reagan deployed military personnel to El Salvador, did not consult or submit a report to Congress. Oh, it's those nasty Republicans. They like to, they're warish. They're hawkish. They like to create wars, don't they? All those Republicans. Ronald Reagan. Nixon. Oh, maybe I should add this as a footnote. That was in 81 with Reagan. In 99, President Bill Clinton continued a bombing campaign in Kosovo beyond the 60-day time limit cited in the War Powers Act. Well, that was Clinton, yeah. Oh, well, let me add another footnote for you. A more recent War Powers Act dispute was in 2011. Let me see, who was president in 2011? Oh, that'd be President Barack Obama. He initiated a military action in Libya without any congressional authorization. So we've had politicians and presidents battle over this, what it means, what we can do, what we can't do. But here comes Nancy Pelosi as if this is going to summarize everything, the War Powers Act, and we will make sure Trump is not going to get us deeper into war. Did they take that action against Obama? Let me see here. Nope, I don't find any action like that. Because unfortunately, again, as I said, in this case, it's not so much against what the president did as to quote the source, I wish I could find it here in front of me, right decision but wrong president, is just re-emphasizing it's political. Another quote coming in to Larry Connors, USA Facebook. Alvina, there are too many leakers in our government, and one in particular who's on the side of the enemy. I'll leave that to you folks to decide who she might be talking about. And then let me see. I've got another quote text coming in here. P. Diane, totally stand behind my president. He is responding to terrorists like the global community should have been responding for decades. You know, to that extent, if you're looking for someone that has a clear understanding of terrorism and knows when you're looking at real threats, let's take a look at the quote from former Israeli ambassador. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dan Gillerman. Quote, Israel is actually very grateful for the United States, not just for doing this important deed and removing this horrible person from the face of the earth, but also for restoring American deterrence. People now know that you don't mess with America, and when the president of America says something, he means it. The quote continues, this wasn't always the case. There were red lines drawn in Syria, which were crossed time and time again, and I think the deterrence of America and the perception that America was weak was a very dangerous situation. Again, that's Dan Gillerman, former ambassador to the UN, Israeli ambassador. He does acknowledge Soleimani could have been taken out many times before, but they didn't. His belief is exactly what I was stating earlier. Soleimani felt so brazen and that he was, quote, untouchable, that no one would dare go after him if he left Iran and decided to fly right into Baghdad in the midst of all the turmoil going on in Iraq after his Iranian proxies have been attacking our U.S. consulate, our embassy, I should say, that he thought, I can do this and I'm untouchable. He found out otherwise. But Gillerman said, yeah, Soleimani could have been taken out many times, but he overstepped his bounds when he directed these attacks on Americans in Iraq in the days before his death. And we're talking about some of those first rockets that were fired at an Iraqi base where we had U.S. military personnel and civilian contractors, and one of those civilian contractors was killed. That started it, and there we retaliated. They started it, then we retaliated, launching three airstrikes into targets, and then here came, quote, as the New York Times called them, the mourners, those grieving, attacking our embassy. They weren't mourners, they weren't grieving, they were basically terrorists looking for an excuse to attack. And Soleimani gave them the green light, or they would not have done it. We were not going to let this be another Benghazi. As someone pointed out, it was 6 hours or more before wheels were up on troops to help our Benghazi folks. 6 seconds for President Trump to say, get them, sending in 100 Marines immediately to put a stop on that one attack. But again, you got the leftists, the babies, the whiners. I'll share more of their stories in a moment.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Got another text coming in. As I said, you can send your text to Larry Connors, USA Facebook. That's the radio page, Larry Connors, USA Facebook. We'll try to get some of them on the air. Bob stating, I'm proud of our president. Constant appeasement will never stop Iran's aggressions. Absolutely correct. But then you get someone like the leftist, like actress Rose McGowan, who tweeted out the other day on behalf of the U.S. to Iran, apologizing, quote, for disrespecting their flag and people. That's after our airstrike, which killed General Soleimani, the top general. Apologizing. The USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. Does she know that the things she's done in her movies and the way she dresses and acts and would not be tolerated in Iran? Her head would be cut off. Does she have any idea of that? And don't forget, we got another leftist coming forward. Got to make their noise too, you know. That'd be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting out the president engaged, quote, in an act of war. Saying the president engaged what is widely being recognized as an act of war against Iran. Does she not know history? Well, that is a stupid question, Larry. She doesn't know history. Otherwise, she would know we have been at war with Iran, and they continue to wage war against us. And now she says it's an act of war against Iran, one that now risks the lives of millions of innocent people. And now is the time to prevent war and protect innocent people. This is, again, a woman speaking her mind, which she's entitled to do in this country, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I would dare her to take that attitude into Iran, that you could speak out against Soleimani when he was alive, or the Ayatollah, and condemn them and see if your head is still connected to your body. See, it's so easy for them to make these claims from here, because we allow it in this country. And they're giving aid to the enemy. That's what we used to call it. Aid to the enemy. You got Ben Rhodes, a former national security agent, or aide, I should say, to President Barack Obama. And he's actually criticizing the media. He dared complain about a New York Times article. The headline declared, Trump says he ordered killing of Iranian to prevent new attack on Americans. That's the quote. That's the statement Trump said. It's factual. For once, the New York Times did it factually. And Ben Rhodes' attitude is, it's extraordinary that the New York Times allows a president who lies with reckless abandon to write headlines with absolutely zero evidence. See, he doesn't understand, first of all, attribution. Trump says he ordered it. That doesn't say that the New York Times even believes him. It's an attribution. But Ben Rhodes doesn't know really about attributions and allegations. He's the guy who created the echo chamber in the Obama administration, where whatever I say is the truth and all you have to do is go out and repeat it. And you say it enough, folks are going to get the idea that it's true. And in fact, at one time, the New York Times had done a great article in praising this same guy, saying that, let me see, here's a quote, calling him an aspiring novelist who became Obama's foreign policy guru. And he said, talking about Ben Rhodes dealing with, as he considered, scores of hundreds of often clueless reporters, he said, we created an echo chamber. I explained something, and then they began to repeat it, saying things that validated what we'd given them to say. In their mindset, if the media repeats it, it validates it. When I hear someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blaming Trump for creating a war against Iran, or creating a war, and ignoring the facts of what Iran and Soleimani and the proxy agents they've got around the world have been doing, I'm reminding how Obama sent something like $2 billion. $2 billion in cash in the dead of night on cargo pallets to Iran to get Americans released as hostages, paying for hostages, which we've never done before. And then also allowing $150 billion in previously frozen assets to be freed, just so he can get Iran to sign the, quote, nuclear deal, that it would abandon its nuclear program. And Iran has not abandoned its nuclear program. They never will. Listen, it is as simple as a child saying, I want a puppy, I want a puppy. Get me a puppy. If you give me the puppy, I will take it. And you know this. You've heard it from your kids, your grandkids, or even you. Get me the puppy. I will take it out and walk it every day. You'll never have to do a thing. I'll walk it in the middle of the night, in the morning. I will do all of it. You won't have to do anything. How did that play out? Is that simple enough for you leftists to understand? You want to trust someone like Iran? All right, we're going to take a break. The next hour, we're going to get more into this. Now, I want to share some other stories about how the leftist continues to come out and pound on this president and those who believe that he's doing exactly the right thing. Send your text now to Larry Connors, USA, Facebook.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.